Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I love this. So I sit down. We just sat here and talked out things that included the Riverwalk.
Yep.
Dave Cowens.
Had to.
Rod Brooks. The Astrodome. I mean, that was all over the damn place. We sit down and I look up, just so you all know, I don't see the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line until I get to the seat where Steiny sits. And so I sit down and I look up and there it is from the 925. Willard is hating because Shanahan hadn't won it all yet. And I'm like, I don't even know.
What?
What the hell? I love you. I love all of you so much. You're ready with your this dude's a Shanna fan and Purdy Homer takes before we've even sat down and said anything about it. God, I love you. Thank you for being here every day. What a compliment. You nut jobs.
It's crazy.
What a compliment.
I didn't even think that you uttered the name Shanahan.
I didn't.
Even in the green room when we were getting ready for the show, I don't think you named Shanahan.
I haven't said a word about Purdy or Shanahan all day. I do think I know.
Possibly.
I think he's talking about the Sirianni thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe that's it.
That was a weird one.
It is. And not to be outdone, LaFleur was weird too. He's like, it's 4th and 1. And we absolutely have to have this. It's getting shotgun formation. And then just hand it to Josh Jacobs about 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage when the Eagles were apparently all yelling what play was going to be run before it was even run. Like, what? What the hell was the last minute of that game last night?
It was bananas is what it was. And that's one of the pet peeves that Lo Neal and I used to talk about when we were doing the show together is you need a yard, so you're going to give it to the running back 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, so now you need to get 6 yards. Just sneak the thing up in there. Just go ahead and push or do whatever you need to do to just get the yard. The Niners did it this weekend too. 4th and 1.
Yeah.
They ran that big wide stretch play.
Yep.
And McCaffrey gained about 4 yards, but he started 6 in the hole, so... There you have it.
But anyway, with the Warriors about to play the Thunder, and I do think that I don't know about you, I woke up feeling, and sometimes it takes me this, look, we're all emotional fans and everything, and some people are over it in an hour. Some people never get over it. Like, for instance, ask me about the 2002 World Series. Ask me about it.
Oh, I've done it.
Yeah.
And you get this really angry face and you get a little weepy.
I'm not over it.
You'll never be over it.
I'm never going to be over it. They screwed the whole thing up. I'm never going to be over it. But I woke up today and I started reading some things and I started thinking about it. And I'm like, I get it. It's never fun when your team loses. It's never fun when it feels sort of a fait accompli. It's never fun when one side of the ball feels like they're just not competitive at the professional level. And that's what Sunday felt like. And then I just arrived at a new spot where I'm like, they're supposed to lose that game. Like, the Rams are a better team right now. We can all admit that, right? The Rams are...
They were a better team the last time they played, though. And you still found a way to win that game.
Yeah. I mean, again, all of these things are on paper. I do think situational. Were they a better team the first time? Maybe they were, but the Niners had enough to be in the game and do some things and try some things. Fred Warner played in that football
game. Yeah, he sure did.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I look at the defense now, and I think you thought, I thought, a lot of people I know thought, well, Stafford's going to carve them up. Like, they can't get a pass rush. They got a bunch of rookies running around. Like, yeah, they're going to get carved. And then they did.
And they got carved, yeah.
So...
But even through that, it was a one-score game twice in the second half.
Totally. But, well, that's the NFL. That's professional sports. But I do think that those things sort of land differently, at least for me as a fan. And that's why I said I know that last week's a sexier matchup. You'll get, in my opinion at least, this Sunday's a more important matchup because the Niners, in theory, are supposed to win. They have a better chance to win. This is a lesser team that they're playing. And the Niners will be favored, actually, until Christmas. And so you might get up for the sexier matchup, but to me, it's also sort of easier to process, is it not? Like, they were supposed to lose that game.
Yeah.
And so we could move that to tonight as well. The Warriors are supposed to lose this game.
On paper, but I did like what Evan was saying in the crossover about, you know, how much easier it is to get up for a game like this. And Steiny made a good point, too, where, yeah, the Warriors don't want to go out there and get embarrassed. Oklahoma City is more athletic. They're younger. They have the best record, and they're defending champions. So a prideful Warrior team is going to come out and give their absolute best effort. I know that. But, yeah, I'm looking at tonight's game, and the phrase I keep going back to in my own head is, it's okay if they lose. Of course it's okay. There's 82 games, but I think about Sunday, the Niners at Arizona, even though it was a one-point game last time and you needed some late heroics to get it done, it's not okay if the Niners lose to Arizona
on
Sunday.
Agreed. I agree completely. Now, let me add this into the fold because I do think, A, NFL and NBA get hard to compare. One has 82 games, one has 17. But there's also a moving of the goalposts here that, for me, I think is allowable. And that is, I'm going to put the Warriors at a higher bar, a higher expectation level, a higher hope level, because I see them potentially, the journey needs to unfold, all things need to happen, someone needs to be healthy, blah, blah, blah. But I see the Warriors as potentially a team that could contend for a championship. Therefore, that's one bar. That's like, you are going to have to, at least on some nights, show everybody that you can play with the best. And I'm sorry for this defeatist comment that I'm about to make. I do not see the 49ers as that at all. This is not a championship contender. Therefore, I am not going to expect you, even for a weekend, yes, compete, yes, I'll root, we'll make the food, we'll put on the gear, we're going to scream, yell, lose our voices. I'm not suggesting otherwise, but I don't go into a game against Rams, Seahawks, Lions, Eagles, you know, maybe
Packers,
Bucks, Packers, and expect that the 49er defense in its current state to hold them down. I just don't. I hope.
Well, you have an offense that can hopefully outscore other teams, and
maybe
that's going
to
be
hard way to play.
Well, that's going to be the way it has to go. I mean, your defense can play better, and they can make stops. And this game against Arizona is a different one because they're on their backup quarterback, even though Arizona's offense looks better with Brissett than they did with Kyler Murray. So I don't think that if they make the playoffs, I won't automatically dismiss them as not a Super Bowl contender because you'll be in the tournament. That's all Kyle Shanahan has been saying. Just get in the tournament. Now, I wouldn't love their chances if they're the seventh seed and they have to go on the road, win, go on the road, win, go on the road, win, come home for the Super Bowl and beat an AFC team. They'll be an underdog in all four of those games.
Right.
Like, so it's a long shot for sure.
I never want, you know me, I never want to dismiss the magical. So sure, if it goes that way and we get there, consider me in, Dibs. I'll wear a hat and a shirt, and we'll invite people over, and there will be a square pool and charcuterie. We'll do all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All of this stuff, but I'm also allowed to be wrong, and I'll sit here today and tell you, it ain't happening. They're not going to go on a four-game winning streak in January and February.
With three road games, and then you'd beat either Kansas City or Buffalo or Indy or whatever.
That's not happening. It's just not.
It's difficult.
That's not happening.
It's probably not happening.
And you know, egg on face, whatever. I'll do face paint, whatever. You
Fine.
Know what I mean?
I'm just thinking about, like, and John Avello, your friend, the odds maker, would have a better, more realistic answer, but if you went on the road and played Philly as if they're the two seed, you're probably 5.5, 6-point dogs.
For sure.
Then you win that and you go on the road at Detroit, you're probably 5.5, 6-point dogs against Detroit. You know, I mean, you're going to be a heavy dog in all those games.
Weird things can happen. Somebody else's quarterback could get hurt or what, like, I, you know what I mean? There's an open-mindedness to all of it, but I find games like that a little easier to take than the other ones, and maybe that's counterintuitive. Because, like, the Rams, it's a rival. It's Tom Brady's in town. It's a big game. Okay, I get that. This is not as sexy this weekend. It just happens to be, in my opinion, more important. This is the one you get.
It should be.
The Niners have actually done this almost every week this year. You get the one you're supposed to get, and you don't get the one you're not supposed to get. Only twice in 10 weeks. Has the opposite happened? They got one they weren't supposed to get, and they lost one they were supposed to get. It's only happened twice.
Yeah.
Outside of that, they're telling us who's going to win before the game.
Basically.
They told us who was going to win before this one, and they did.
And it doesn't always go that way. And
no.
The Ram game is a classic example of that. And so, yeah, I said at the beginning of the year that you split the six divisional games, you go 3-3 in the division, that sets you up for an 11-win season. Well, now I don't think you can afford that because you lost to Houston, and you lost to Jacksonville. So those are a couple of games that I was, at least one of those games I was banking on them winning.
I hear you, but those are also in the AFC, and therefore they're a little bit less important. Again, like
they are, but I was thinking about the road to 11 wins, and it involved going 3-3 in the division and going 3-1 against the South and 3-1 against the other South.
Right, but now they're probable to go maybe 4-2 in the division, not 3-3.
If they win this one.
If they win this weekend.
That's why I'm with you on the importance of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.